When you breathe in, you're breathing in the energy of life. So it only stands to reason that if the energy of life doesn't feel good coming in, it's not going to be good for you. So ask yourself, where are the patterns of tension in the body that get in the way? And try to dissolve them away. You want to be grounded in the breath, because wherever you go, you take the breath with you. If you get used to making the breath comfortable, then you have a source of comfort wherever you go. Sense of well-being, a place where you can feel established and grounded. Because the breath is your territory. Nobody else can feel your breath. You're the only one who can feel it. No one can push you away. This is yours. So make it as comfortable as you can. Think of making a house for yourself, a home for yourself. You move into a house, and as long as it's just bare walls and bare floors, bare ceilings, it's not really a home. You have to decorate it. You have to make it more comfortable. And you can. Of all the elements in the body, the breath is the most responsive to your desire for well-being, your desire for a sense of ease inside. So work with it. The Buddha has the image of someone kneading water through a ball of bath powder. You can think of kneading water into flour to make bread. There's some places where the water hasn't arrived yet, so you make sure that the water moistens everything inside. Are there any blockages in your body? Just think of them dissolving away. Think of the breath going through them already, because after all, the breath is there first, before anything else. So it doesn't have to be blocked by anything. So allow the breath to have priority. And think of it flowing smoothly throughout the whole body, nourishing every little cell and every little part of the body. And then you can keep nourishing yourself like this. So you've got a home, you've got shelter, you've got food. You've got what the mind needs for its well-being. It's just a matter of taking these potentials you have inside and make the most of them. As John Lee made the comment one time, that we human beings have lots of potentials in our minds, lots of potentials in our bodies that we don't take advantage of. We look for our happiness outside, we look for our pleasure in things outside. But there's a lot of potential inside that goes neglected. But the thing is, it's free. All you have to do is give it some attention. Watch what you're doing, learn from what you're doing. And bit by bit by bit, this becomes a skill. When you're skilled in dealing with the potentials of the breath, the potentials of the body, the potentials of the mind, then wherever you go, you're grounded. You've got your good, solid place, and you're carrying your territory with you. So this is your safe place wherever you go. When the mind is grounded like this, then the actions that come out of the mind, in terms of your intentions to do or say or think things, they come from a good, solid place. They're much more likely to be skillful. And if it turns out they're not skillful, you're in a good position to see why and where you can change. So give yourself this grounding. Make it solid. And all sorts of good things will come from it.